Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman, member by Avram Goldar, and today Masechet Sanhedrin, Daf Tzadik Gimel, the 11th Perek, Chelek. The Zichu Masechet Sanhedrin program has been dedicated to Zichu Nishmas Rav Moshe Ben Yamin Ben Rav Menachem, and his son Rav Menachem Avram Ben Rav Moshe Ben Yamin. May their neshamas have an aliyah. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, the Gemara asks where Daniel was when Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah were thrown into the furnace for refusing to bow to the idol. Amoraim answered with three missions he was sent on by Nebuchadnezzar. Number one, to dig a great river in Tiberia. Number two, to bring aspasta, seed, for animal fodder to Babel, or to bring the larger Alexandrian pigs to breed in Babel. Although their exported pigs were normally castrated, he exported young ones without their realizing his purpose. Abraisa states, Shlosha Hayuba'usa Eitza, there were three involved in that plan that Daniel should not be present when the idol was erected. Number one, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Daniel, and Nebuchadnezzar. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said Daniel should not be present, so that people will not say Hanani, Mishael, and Azariah were saved in Daniel's merit. Daniel decided to leave because Nebuchadnezzar worshipped Daniel as a deity, so he was afraid that he would be burned in the furnace, fulfilling the pasuk Psila Elohim Tisruv Me'esh, their idolatrous statues you shall burn in fire. Nebuchadnezzar sent Daniel away so people should not say he burned his own god in fire. Point number two, the pasuk says about two false prophets, Sidkiyahu and Achav, Asher Kalam Melch Bavel Be'esh, whom the king of Bavel burned in fire. The unusual word Kalam instead of Sarfam indicates Sha'asan Kalklayos, that he made them like toasted grain. Each had prophesied to Nebuchadnezzar's daughter that she should have relations with the other. Nebuchadnezzar told them that Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah said it is categorically forbidden, but they replied they were also prophets and that HaKadosh Baruch Hu only told them. Nebuchadnezzar said he would test them the same way he tested the others by casting them into the furnace. The two false prophets protested that they also required a third person and chose Yehoshua Kohen Gadol, hoping his merit would protect them. Still, they were burned and he was saved, but his clothing was singed. Nebuchadnezzar asked Yehoshua why his clothing was singed, whereas Avram was unharmed when he was cast alone into a furnace. Yehoshua replied that Avram did not have Rishayim with him, so no permission was given to the fire to harm, whereas he was with Rishayim. The Gemara explains that Yehoshua was punished because he didn't protest when his sons married women unfit for kahuna. And point number three, the pasuk says Boaz gave Rus sheish seorim, six barleys, which was to hint to her, shasidin shisha banim letzetz mimena shins barcha b'sheish sheish brachos, that six sons are destined to descend from her who would each be blessed with six brachos, David, Mashiach, Daniel, Hanani, Mishael, and Azariah. David's six brachos are described in Doeg's report to Shaul, which was intended as Lashon Hara to make Shaul jealous, which Rav interpreted. Yodei Nagin, she Yodei Lishol. David is one who knows how to play, meaning that he knows how to ask Torah questions. Gibor, she Yodei Lashiv, mighty that he knows how to answer Torah questions. Ish Mochama, she Yodei Lisa Velita B'Mochamta Shal Torah, a warrior that he knows how to give and take in the battle of Torah debates. Ish Tor, Shemar Panim Halacha, man of appealing looks who reveals facets in Halacha, proving his opinion. Unavon Davar, Shemavin Davar Matok Davar, an understanding of matters who understands one matter from another. Vashem Imo, Shalacha Kamos Bukol Malkum, and Hashem is with him that the Halacha always follows his opinion. Shaul said about the first five qualities that his son Yehonasan also possesses them. But when he heard the sixth, a quality he lacked, he became jealous of David. So once again, the 3 points are number one. The Gemara asks where Daniel was when Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah were thrown into the furnace for refusing to bow to the idol. Amoraim answered with three missions he was sent on by Nebuchadnezzar. Number one, to dig a great river in Tiberia. Number two, to bring aspasta, seed, for animal fodder to Babel, or to bring the larger Alexandrian pigs to breed in Babel. Although their exported pigs were normally castrated, he exported young ones without their realizing his purpose. Abraisa states, Shlosha Hayuba'usa Eitza, there were three involved in that plan that Daniel should not be present when the idol was erected. Number one, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Daniel, and Nebuchadnezzar. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said Daniel should not be present, so that people will not say Hanani, Mishael, and Azariah were saved in Daniel's merit. Daniel decided to leave because Nebuchadnezzar worshipped Daniel as a deity, so he was afraid that he would be burned in the furnace, fulfilling the pasuk Psila Elohim Tisruv Me'esh, their idolatrous statues you shall burn in fire. Nebuchadnezzar sent Daniel away so people should not say he burned his own god in fire. Point number two, the pasuk says about two false prophets, Sidkiyahu and Achav, Asher Kalam Melch Bavel Be'esh, whom the king of Bavel burned in fire. The unusual word Kalam instead of Sarfam indicates Sha'asan Kalklayos, that he made them like toasted grain. Each had prophesied to Nebuchadnezzar's daughter that she should have relations with the other. Nebuchadnezzar told them that Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah said it is categorically forbidden, but they replied they were also prophets and that Kadosh Baruch Hu only told them. Nebuchadnezzar said he would test them the same way he tested the others, by casting them into the furnace. The two false prophets protested that they also required a third person and chose Yehoshua Kohen Gadol, hoping his merit would protect them. Still, they were burned and he was saved, but his clothing was singed. Nebuchadnezzar asked Yehoshua why his clothing was singed, whereas Avram was unharmed when he was cast alone into a furnace. Yehoshua replied that Avram did not have Rishayim with him, so no permission was given to the fire to harm, whereas he was with Rishayim. The Gemara explains that Yehoshua was punished because he didn't protest when his sons married women unfit for kahuna. And point number 3, the pasuk says Boaz gave Rus sheish seorim, 6 barleys, which was to hint to her shasidin shisha banim letzetz mimena shins barcha b'sheish sheish brachos, that 6 sons are destined to descend from her who would each be blessed with 6 brachos: David, Mashiach, Daniel, Hanani, Mishael, and Azariah. David's 6 brachos are described in Doeg's report to Shaul, which was intended as Lashon Hara to make Shaul jealous, which Rav interpreted. Yodei Nagin, she Yodei Lishol. David is one who knows how to play, meaning that he knows how to ask Torah questions. Gibor, she Yodei Lahashiv, mighty, that he knows how to answer Torah questions. Ish Mochama, she Yodei Lisav Litam B'Mochamta Shal Torah, a warrior, that he knows how to give and take in the battle of Torah debates. Ish Tor, Shemar Panim Halacha, man of appealing looks who reveals facets in Halacha, proving his opinion. Unavon Davar, Shemavin Davar Matok Davar, an understanding of matters, who understands one matter from another. Vashem Imo, Shalacha Kamos B'Kol Malkum, and Hashem is with him, that the Halacha always follows his opinion. Shaul said about the first 5 qualities that his son Yehonasan also possesses them. But when he heard the 6th, a quality he lacked, he became jealous of David. All right, so now we go to Siman David Tzadi Gimel, and our standard Siman is a train chugging along. A train chugging Tzadi Gimel along. So here goes. The train chugging along, which was taking a king's servant who was sent away on a mission to dig a river in Tveria, stopped to pick up a Kohen Gadol with singed garments who just stepped out of a fiery furnace, as well as a woman with 6 barleys and a picture of her 6 descendants who were each blessed in 6 ways. Once again, slow motion. The train chugging along, that must be Rav Tzadi Gimel. The train chugging along, which was taking a king's servant who was sent away on a mission to dig a river in Tveria, which reminds us, the Gemara asks where Daniel was when Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah were thrown into the furnace for refusing to bow to the idol. Amoraim answered with 3 missions he was sent on by Nebuchadnezzar. Number 1, to dig a great river in Tveria. Number 2, to bring aspasta seed for animal fodder to Babel. Or number 3, to bring the larger Alexandrian pigs to breed in Babel. Although their exported pigs were normally castrated, he exported young ones without their realizing his purpose. So the train chugging along, which was taking a king's servant who was sent away on a mission to dig a river in Tveria, stopped to pick up a Kohen Gadol with singed garments who just stepped out of a fiery furnace, which reminds us, the word brings the incident of the 2 false prophets who requested from Nebuchadnezzar that Yehoshua Kohen Gadol should be thrown into the furnace with them. They died, but he survived, although his garments were singed. The Gemara explains that Yehoshua was punished because he didn't protest when his sons married women unfit for kahuna. So the train chugging along, which was taking a king's servant who was sent away on a mission to dig a river in Tveria, stopped to pick up a Kohen Gadol with singed garments who just stepped out of a fiery furnace, as well as a woman with 6 barleys and a picture of her 6 descendants who were each blessed in 6 ways, which reminds us, the pasuk says that Boaz gave Rus sheish seorim, 6 barleys, which was to hint to her shasidin shisha banim letzetz mimena shinis barchim b'sheish sheish brachos, that 6 sons are destined to descend from her who would each be blessed with 6 brachos: David, Mashiach, Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. So once again, the train chugging along, which was taking a king's servant who was sent away on a mission to dig a river in Tveria, stopped to pick up a Kohen Gadol with singed garments who just stepped out of a fiery furnace, as well as a woman with 6 barleys and a picture of her 6 descendants who were each blessed in 6 ways. All right, so now it's time for 4 Blot Bach Chazara. Daf Pei Tes. So the Siman Daf Pei Tes is a pot, and we use a cholent pot. So here goes. The men eating cholent out of a large pot. Pot? That must be on Daf Pei Tes. Cholent pot. The men eating cholent out of a large pot who are chayv misa b'dei shamayim for not listening to the Navi who prophesied that they should not eat it, which reminds us, the Gemara brings 6 types of nevuah transgressions, 3 killed with chenek and 3 misa b'dei shamayim. One who disregards the Navi's words is chayv misa b'dei shamayim. So the men eating challah out of a large pot who were chai misa b'dei shamayim for not listening to the Navi who prophesied that they should not eat it, even though he was an established Navi, which reminds us, the Gemara asks how one knows to trust a Navi to be chai for disregarding him. Typically, it's because the Navi gave an os, a sign, but if he's an established Navi, no sign is needed, which is why Yitzchak believed Avram to allow Avram to shecht him. So the men eating chon out of a large pot were chayv misa b'dei shamayim for not listening to the Navi who prophesied that they should not eat it, even though he was an established Navi. We're surprised to hear someone accuse a Navi of serving everyone chalent but not bringing a single carbon to Hashem, which reminds us Avram Avinu's test of Akedas Yitzchak was achar ha'dvarim ha'ela, after the Satan pointed out that Avram did not bring any carbon to Kosh Baruch Hu to celebrate the weaning of Yitzchak while making a big feast. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, if I tell him, sacrifice your son before me, he would immediately sacrifice him. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Avram this test. Dav Tzadi. So the Zimmer Dav Tzadi is a tztaka box. So here goes. The man who joyously put tztaka in the tztaka box, that must be on Dav Tzadi, tztaka box. The man who joyously put tztaka in the tztaka box instead of obeying a Navi who made the son stand still and said he should serve Avodah Zorah, which reminds us, Rabbi Yochanan said, Behold, im yomelcha Navi avra divrei Torah, in all areas, if a Navi tells you transgress this Torah law temporarily, shema lo obey him, like the incident of Eliyahu and Har Carmel, except regarding Avodah Zorah. For even if he makes a son stand still in the middle of the sky, al tishma lo, do not obey him to serve idolatry. So the man who joyously put tztaka in the tztaka box, instead of obeying a Navi who made the sun stand still and said he should serve Avodah Zorah, knew he would eventually get a chelek in Olam Haba, unlike his neighbor who denied Tchiyas HaMeisim, which reminds us, the 11th parak begins, Kol Yisrael Yeshlem Chelek Olam Haba, all of Yisrael have a share in the world to come based on a pasuk. The Mishnah lists the exceptions. Omer Ein Tchiyas HaMeisim in the Torah, one who says there's no source for the resurrection of the dead in the Torah, even if he personally believes in it, since he has no basis for it. Or that Torah is not transmitted from Shemaim, or not Bikoros, which the Gemara will define, other opinions are brought. So the man who joyously put tztaka in the tztaka box instead of obeying a Navi who made the sun stand still and said he should serve Avodah Zorah knew he would eventually get a chelek in Olam Haba, unlike his neighbor who denied Tchiyas HaMeisim and kept some Trumas Maaser on top of another pushka to give to Aharon HaKohen when that great day arrives, which reminds us, the Gemara asks, Menayin Tchiyas HaMeisim in the Torah? From where do we find a source for Tchiyas HaMeisim in the Torah? Numerous sources are presented on this daf. The Torah said to give Trumas Maaser to Aaron the Kohen, but Aaron never entered Eretz Yisrael to receive Truma. El Melamed Sha'asil Chayos rather teaches that he's destined to live again, and Kol Yisrael will give him Truma. HaKadosh Baruch Hu established a bris with the Avos to give the land of Canaan, Lehem, to them, not Lechem, to you, proving they will come back to life. Dav Tzadi Av. So the Simmer Dav Tzadi Av is a Yitzia, an exit sign. So here goes. The Mitzrim who ran out of the exit, that must be around Dav Tzadi Av, exit sign, Yitzia. The Mitzrim who ran out the exit from the great hunchback's rabbi's house, not wanting to pay their debts to the Jews from all their years of slavery, which reminds us, the Gemara brings that Gavias ben Pesis's debates about Tchiyas HaMeisim rights to Eretz Yisrael and unpaid debts with Mitzrayim. In one incident, Egyptians came to Alexander, demanding the Jews return the gold and silver they borrowed when leaving Mitzrayim. Gavias responded that they owe the Jews wages for 600,000 men for 430 years of labor at Mitzrayim, and they fled, abandoning fully grown fields in a year of Shemitah. So the Mitzrim who ran out of the exit from the great hunchback rabbi's house, not wanting to pay their debt to the Jews from all the years of slavery, passed a newborn boy at the door whose Yetzer Hara just began to exert control over him, which reminds us, the Gemara brings discussions between Rebbe and Antoninus regarding when a person receives a neshama and a Yetzer Hara. Antoninus asked Rebbe, "May emes Yetzer Hara show up by Adam? When does the Yetzer Hara begin to exert control over a person? Mishas Yetzira or Mishas Yetzia? From the time of the embryo's formation or from the time of birth?" Rebbe answered, "Mishas Yetzira." But Antoninus objected that if so, bo'ot b'me'imo v'yotze, the fetus would kick against its mother's womb and leave prematurely. Rebbe later declared that Antoninus taught him that the Yetzer Hara is sholot on a person from birth and found support in the pasuk of Pesach Chatas Roveitz, sin crouches at the door. So the Mitzvim who ran out the exit from the great hunchback rabbi's house, not wanting to pay their debt to the Jews from all their years of slavery, passed a newborn boy at the door whose Yetzer Hara just began to exert control over him, and were followed by people leaping and singing for joy who came back to life and were healed, which reminds us, the Gemara brings descriptions of life la'asinu lavo based on discrepancies between psukim. Reish Lakish quoted one pasuk implying that crippled people will come back to life with their deficiencies, while another pasuk says the lame will leap and the mute will sing. He explained that people will rise with their defects and then be healed. Ula quoted, Bila Hamavis Lanetzach, he will conceal death forever, indicating no one will die. Yet another pasuk implies that although people live long, they will die. He answers that death will still exist for idolaters who will exist then to tend to Klal Yisrael's physical needs. Daf Tzadi Beis. So the Simmer Daf Tzadi Beis is a tzav, a turtle. So here goes. The rabbi giving a shira on turtles. Turtles? That must be on Daf Tzadi Beis. Tzav, turtle. The rabbi giving a shir on turtles being treif and anticipating teaching Torah in Olam Haba, which reminds us that we learn whoever teaches Torah in this world or leads the community gently merits to do so in Olam Haba. So the rabbi giving a shir on turtles being treif and anticipating teaching Torah in Olam Haba gave a turtle bone to a man who claimed to be a descendant of those resurrected by Yechezkel, which reminds us a braisa presents three opinions about the incident of the dead that Yechezkel resurrected. Rabbi Eliezer says, Amdu al raglehem ba'amru shira umesu. They stood on their feet, expressed song, and died. Rabbi Yehuda said it was a mashal, and Rabbi Eliezer, braid Rabbi Yossi Aglili, said that the dead whom Yechezkel revived went up to Eretz Yisrael, married, and had children. Yehuda ben Becer rose on his feet and said, Ani b'bnei b'neim, I'm one of their descendants, and these are the tefillin my grandfather left me from them. So the rabbi giving a shir on turtles being treif and anticipating teaching Torah in Olam Haba gave a turtle bone to a man who claimed to be a descendant of those resurrected by Yechezkel, which almost melted from the heat of a large fiery furnace where three men inside miraculously survived. Which reminds the Gemara brings the incident of Hanani, Mishael, and Azariah in the furnace and the six miracles that occurred there. All right, so now it's time to conclude our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number one, which of the one that one of the sources of our Tchias and Mesim in the Torah is that we're told that we will give Trumas Meiser to Aaron HaKohen? That's on Daf Tzadik. Good number two, which of the one that whoever teaches Torah in this world or leads the community gently merits to do so in Olam Haba? That's on Daf Tzadik Beis. Good number three, which of the one that Boaz gave Rus six barleys as a hint to her that six sons are destined to descend from her, each one blessed in six ways? That's on Daf Tzadik Gimel. Good number four, which of the one discuss what the din is if the Zakim Mamri's din is Mefiya Shmua, and so is the Sanhedrin's? That's on Daf Peches. Good number five, which daf do you discuss karis violations resulting from a dispute about dinim amonos? That's on daf Pezayin. Good number six, which daf do we have the incident of Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah thrown into the furnace and the six miracles that occurred there? That's on daf Tzadik Beis. Good number seven, which daf are three reasons given as to why Daniel was sent away when Hananiah, Azariah, and Mishael were cast into the fiery furnace? That's on daf Tzadik Gimel. Good number eight, which daf do we have a discussion about when the neshama and yetzahara enter into a person? And Antoninus taught Rebbe that the yetzahara enters a baby at the time of birth. That's on daf Tzadik Aleph. Good number nine, which daf do we learn that Zakim Mamre and his disputants go up to the base of Migdash, which is considered the highest point in all of Eretz Yisrael? That's on daf Pezayin. Good. Number 10. Which daf do you discuss how one knows to trust a Navi to be liable for disregarding him? That's on daf Peites. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avram Goldar from Zichur wishing you a great day and great learning.